Amen, slava Gospodu. Sve vas pozdravljam u ime Gospoda Isusa Hrista. Nadam se da ste se odmorili malo danas prepodne, da ste iskoristili priliku da od svih ovih možda napora i putovanja, od svega, da malo i fizički telu dati, jel da, malo odmora. I eto, opet nas oko reči Božje. I zahvalni smo Bogu za novu priliku. I want to greet you everyone in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you had a little rest. And even because of all the traveling and many obligations, I trust that you gave your body also a little rest just to relax and now to be again ready to listen to the word of God. Danas je trebao brat Dragomir da propoveda, međutim desilo se tako da u toku dana je dobio poziv da je morao hitno da se vrati kući u Vrbas. Njegova majka je iznenadno obolela i on je morao da ide da vidi šta je. I rekao je da moguće da je to bio neki početak šloga ili nešto tako. Ali svakako da je sada ona dobro i zatražio da se molimo za nju. Tako ja ću to sad staviti. Kogod bude došao napred za molitvu, ja bih zamolio da spomene i nju. A on će nama se pridružiti sutra opet na kampu i vjerujem da će imati zajedništvo i da će sve biti u redu. Today, Brother Dragomir should take the word of God and minister, but he had just a phone call that his mother was very sick and he needed to go at home. And it seems she will be fine, but it could be like a stroke or something like that, but he said she's already better and he asked for prayer. So I will ask if anybody is coming forward for prayer, just to mention her also in the prayer. Inače, ostale najave već i ne moram da kažem, već smo spomenuli, znači posle službe imamo večeru tamo kod vatre od 7 sati, neko će ići tamo isto i upalit će se vatra i onda ćemo biti opet tamo u zajedništu, znači nećemo ovdje u restoranu imati večeru. I također pripremili smo tu dve kutije za pitanja i odgovore, odnosno za pitanja, ali da, odgovore će brat Ron da spremi ako budu. A isto tako i kutiju za priloge, za dodatne troškove koje smo imali tu vezano za kamp, ako bude neko osjetio. I eto, jednostavno davanje je deo naše vere. Koliko god osjećate potrebu i želju, vi možete staviti u tu kutiju za priloge. So, all the technical information, I think it's not too much, it's not necessary too much to mention. We will just have after the service dinner outside on the campfire, not here in this restaurant, and I would ask you to go after 7:30, maybe at 7 they will start the fire, and at 7:30 maybe we could already start with our dinner. And we also prepared two boxes for questions, and we believe that the answers will be drawn prepare. If there will be some questions, we will have some additional service with questions and answers. And also a box for offerings, if somebody feels that he was blessed and he would like to offer something for additional costs on this camp, feel free and just put as you feel in your heart into this box. And now we'll take the service to our brother Paul. And let's worship the Lord. Let's be in prayer and expectation. I believe God wants to bless us. Any change is not by chance. I believe God already knew that Brother Ron will minister here. Amen? Tako, mi ćemo predati službu slavljanja bratu Paljku u ruke i budimo i u iščekivanju za dobru reč Božju i proslavljamo Gospoda Isusa Hrista. Svaka promjena je već bila u Božjem umu i Bog je znao da će brat Ron propovijedati večeras i mi želimo da crpimo iz reči Božje. Neka vas Gospod blagoslovi.
Thank you. On živi za uvijek i mi ćemo živjeti s njim za uvijek. Haleluja. Bože, pratite u kresnu milost koja je promijenila moj život. Amen. Isto je vjerujem. Mislim da se to je samo milost. Mislim svi drugo. Bože, pošto je vjerujem.
Gospode, u imenu Isusa Krista.
Gospode, svemogući Bože, molim te za sestru Dragu, brata Dragomira, Gospode, da bude, Gospode, da sve dođe na dobro, Gospode.
Amen.
Jer ti si naš Gospod, Gospode, ti si, Gospode, naš kraj, Gospode. Gospode, povedi nas. Gospode, proslavi se danas, Gospode.
Amen.
Molim te, Gospode, u imenu Isusa Hrista. Amen.
Amen. Aleluja. Najveći ti
Jesus of me.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you all this afternoon.
Amen. Bog vas sve blagoslovio ovo popodne.
I greet you in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Pozdravljam vas sve u predivno ime našeg Gospoda i Spasitelja Isusa Hrista.
Amen. And I wasn't expecting to be ministering this evening.
I ja nisam uopšte očekivao da ću propovedati večeras.
Brother Dragomir was supposed to speak, but it wound up that his mother got sick.
Trebao je propovedati brat Dragomir, ali pošto je majka mu se razbolela, otišao je.
And while I was in Novi Sad with some of the brothers,
i dok sam bio u Novom Sadu sa nekom od braće,
we got that phone call and then the brothers all looked to me and said, well, looks like you're speaking tonight.
Pošto smo primili telefonski poziv, onda su sva braća pogledala u mene i rekli, pa izgleda da ćeš ti propovedati.
I said, oh, no, one of you are going to speak.
Rekao sam, ne, neko će od vas ipak propovedati.
And then this brother, he says, no, brother Ron, when we have brothers come here from another country, we want to wring them like a rag.
Onda je ovaj brat rekao, ne, brate, kada imamo nekog iz inostranstva, mi volimo da ga iscedimo skroz.
So, have mercy.
Imajte milosti.
Amen. So, you know, the Bible says to be instant in season and out of season.
Biblija kaže da i u vreme i u nevreme.
And I trust that some of the words what we say during these meetings have encouraged you and strengthened you.
I verujem da neke od reči koje će biti rečene tokom ovih skupova će vas ohrabriti i podići vas.
Amen. Because that's why we're here. We're here to encourage you.
Zbog toga smo ovde, da bi ohrabrili vas.
And sometimes we're here to get on you and tell you you need to do better.
Ponekad smo možda tu da vas malo izgrdimo i da vam kažemo da bi možda trebali biti bolji.
Amen. Because you know sometimes we need that.
Znate, ponekad nam je to potrebno.
And so let's just turn in our Bibles to Genesis 32.
Hajde da otvorimo svoje Biblije u Postanku 32, prva glava, prva Mojsijeva 32. glava. Okay.
Jacob 32 and verses 1 through 2.
Idemo prva dva stiha.
And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him.
A Jakov otide svojim putem i sretoše ga anđeli Božji.
And when Jacob saw them, he said, this is God's host, and he called the name of that place Mahanaim.
A kada ih ugleda Jakov, reče, ovo je oko Božji, i prozva ono mesto Mahanaim.
2 Samuel chapter 17.
Idemo u drugu Samuilovu 17. glava.
And verses 27 through 29.
Čitaćemo od 27. do 29. stiha.
Now we know it's very important to not only see what happens in certain places, but where it happens.
Dakle, vidimo da nije samo važno šta se gde desi na nekom određenom mestu, nego i gde se to desilo.
And this happens to be one of those places.
A ovo je jedno od tih mesta.
2 Samuel 17.
Druga Samuilova 17. glava.
Verse 27.
27. stih.
And it came to pass when David was come to Mahanaim, the Shobi the son of Nahash of Reba, the children of Ammon, and Makar the son of Emiel of Lodabar, and Barzillai the Gidleite of Rogliam.
A kada dođe David u Mahanaim, Sovije sina Solov iz Rave, sinova Amonovih, i Mahir sin Amilov iz Lodevara, i Verzelaj od Galada iz Rogelima.
And brought beds and basins and earthen vessels, and wheat and barley and flour and parched corn and beans and lentils and parched bulls.
Donosaše postelja i čaša i sudova zemljanih i pšenice i ječma i brašna i prekrupe i boba i leća i prženih zrna.
And honey and butter and sheep and the cheese of kine for David and for the people that were with him to eat. For they said, the people is hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness.
I meda i masla i ovaca i sira kravljega donesoše Davidu i narodu što biješe sa njim da jedu. jer govorahu, narod je gladan i umoran i žedan i to u pustinji.
Turn with me also to Psalm 34.
Okrenite još sa mnom također i u Psalam 34.
And verse 7. Just a minute. Psalm 34. Psalm 34,
7. stih.
And verse 7. And the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them.
Anđeli gospodnji stanom stoje oko onih koji se njega boje i izbavljaju ih.
Amen. Let's pray.
Hajde da se pomolimo.
Heavenly Father, as we are gathered here together this afternoon,
Nebeski Oče, pošto smo se skupili ovdje ovog popodneva,
we ask once again for your divine presence to come and be here among us.
Molimo se za još jedan put za tvoju božansku prisutnost da dođeš i budeš među nama.
We thank you that you've given us this opportunity to gather together.
Hvala ti što si nam dao ovu priliku da se ponovo skupimo.
And I pray that during this time that Lord, that you would open someone's eyes to the help that is all around them.
Molim tokom ovog vremena da nekom otvoriš oči da može gledati ono što je oko njega.
And I pray, Lord, let the angels of mercy walk up and down these aisles even today.
I molim se da, Gospode, da anđeli milosti prolaze ovim redovima gore dole i danas.
Maybe somebody needs some help.
Možda je nekom potrebna pomoć.
Maybe someone needs to be encouraged.
Možda je nekom potrebno da bude ohrabren.
Maybe someone needs strength to go another mile.
Možda je nekom potrebna snaga da ide naredni kilometar.
I pray that you will grant to them this desire.
Molim se da daruješ njima tu želju.
In Jesus Christ's name.
U ime Isusa Hrista.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Be seated.
Bog vas blagoslovio. Sedite.
Now I've always taught about Jacob from the scriptures.
Uvek smo učili o Jakovu iz pisma.
That Jacob is a type of the true believer that has an identity crisis.
Da je Jakov bio istinski vernik koji je imao krizu identiteta.
Now you can understand that Jacob's grandfather Abraham and his father Isaac.
Good. Možete razumjeti da Jakovljev deda Abraham i pradeda Abraham i deda Isak.
And so no doubt that he's heard all the stories of the great things that God has done for both of them.
I nema sumnje da je čuo sve priče šta je sve Bog učinio za njih oboje.
And you can just imagine him as a young boy sitting on his father's lap hearing all the wonderful stories.
I možete samo zamisliti kako je sedeo u krilu svog oca i slušao sve te predivne priče.
But when Jacob prays, he prays to the God of Abraham and to the God of Isaac.
Ali kada se Jakov molio, molio se Bogu Abrahama i Bogu Isaka.
It's not his God, it's their God.
To nije bio njegov Bog, već to je bio njihov Bog.
I want you to understand, you can be raised in a family that all has great experiences with God.
Želim da razumete da vi možete da rastete u porodici gdje su oni imali ta velika iskustva s Bogom.
And that can be wonderful.
I to je predivno.
To be raised in a Christian family.
Rasti u jednoj hrišćanskoj porodici.
To be raised in a family in the message.
Da odrastete u porodici poruke.
But the most important thing is that you have your experience with God.
Ali najvažnije od svega je da vi imate svoje lično iskustvo sa Bogom.
God has no grandchildren.
Zato što Bog nema unuka.
He has all firstborn children.
Njegova sva deca su prvorođena.
Amen. You know why God has no grandchildren?
Znate li zašto Bog nema unuka?
Because grandchildren get spoiled by grandmother and grandfather.
Zato što se deca pokvare od dede i babe.
I have 10 grandchildren.
Ja imam 10 unučadi.
And I have lots of fun with them.
I puno se zabavljam s njima.
And we can spoil them.
a možemo ih tako iskvariti.
And then when they start to act bad, we just give them back to their mother and father.
A onda kad počnu loše da se ponašaju, mi ih onda vratimo tati i mami.
See, so I don't have to correct them.
Vidite, ja ne moram da ih ispravljam.
You see, when my children acted up.
Vidite, ali kada su se moja deca tako ponašala,
you know, they got in trouble.
Dospeli su zbog toga u nevolju.
I was one that I corrected my children.
Ja sam bio korektivan prema svojoj deci.
And I'm not one of these parents that threatens and repeats and threatens and repeats.
Ja nisam od roditelja koji stalno prete pa to ponavljaju, pa ponovo prete, pa ponovo.
Because God's not that way.
Zato što ni Bog ne čini tako.
When he told Adam, thou shalt not eat of that tree lest you die.
On je rekao Adamu, Adame, da nisi jeo sa tog drveta, inače ćeš umreti.
Otherwise he would have come and said, oh Adam, what did you do?
Inače bi došao i rekao, Adame, šta si tu uradio?
I told you not to eat of that tree.
Rekao sam ti da ne ideš sa tog drveta.
Now don't you do that again.
Nemoj to slučajno ponovo uraditi.
Go to your bed.
Sada idi na spavanje.
And then he goes the next day and eats again.
A onda on dođe opet sutra i ponovo malo jede.
I told you, Adam, you shouldn't do that.
Adame, rekao sam ti da to ne radiš.
God doesn't do like that.
Bog ne postupa tako.
Because he tells you one time.
Zato što vam on kaže nešto jednom.
And the day you eat thereof is the day you die.
Jel onog dana kada budeš jeo, tog dana ćeš umreti.
Sometimes we confuse our children.
Ponekad mi zbrkamo svoju decu.
Parents don't know that they need to have their children to be first time obedient.
Roditelji ne znaju da već prvi put deca moraju da poslušaju.
Because parents, you can see sometimes say, now if you get out of bed, you're going to get a spanking.
Jer roditelji nekad kažu, ako izađeš iz kreveta, bit ćeš malo, jel, izlupan.
And then a few minutes later, here comes the little child.
A onda par minuta nakon toga, evo ga mališa kako se izvlači.
And daddy says, oh, I told you, now you shouldn't get out of bed.
A tata kaže, pa rekao sam ti da ne bi smeo izaći iz kreveta.
But daddy, I want to drink a water.
Ali tatice, želim piti malo vode.
Okay, get some water.
But okay, evo ti malo vode.
If you get out of bed again, you're going to get in trouble.
Ali ako ponovo izaćeš, upašćeš u nevolju.
So he goes back to bed.
I onda vrati se u krevet.
A few minutes later, he gets out of bed again.
I par minuta kasnije, opet se izvuče iz kreveta.
I told you, if you get out of bed.
Rekao sam ti, ako izaćeš iz kreveta.
Oh, but I have to use the toilet.
Ali sad moram u WC.
Okay, go use the toilet.
Ajde onda, idi u taj WC.
And each time you have made your child think that you're a liar.
I svaki put učiniš da tvoje dete misli da si lažov.
You understand?
Da li razumete to?
Because you never carried through with your threat.
Zato što nikad ne ispuniš svoju pretnju.
See, if your dog did that with you,
vidite da vam to čini pas,
you wouldn't let your dog get away with that.
Ne biste dopustili da vam pas tako radi.
Now, sometimes we confuse our children.
I nekada mi zbrkamo decu.
Because we let them get away and we tell them they're going to get in trouble, that they never get in trouble.
Zato što mi njih pustimo i kažemo im da će zbog toga imati nevolje, a onda oni nikad nemaju nevolju.
Now, I don't know why I said that, but I just said that.
Nemam pojma zašto to govorim, ali evo upravo govorim.
But God, when he tells you one time, don't do it.
Ali kad vam Bog kaže nešto jednom, da ne činiš to.
He doesn't have to threaten you again and repeat it and threaten. He just brings the judgment.
On ne mora ponovo da vam preti i ponovo da govori, on jednostavno donese sud.
Now Jacob has had all kind of troubles in his life.
Dakle, Jakov je imao raznorazne nevolje tokom života.
He is really in an identity crisis.
I on je zaista upao u krizu identiteta.
Because he's been raised in a message family and
zato što je rastao u porodici poruke.
But we find out that it's so hard for Jacob to really identify with the God of his father and of his grandfather.
Ali vidjeli smo da je Jakobu bilo tako teško da se poistoveti sa Bogom njegovog dede i oca.
But because he's a child of God, God's going to meet him at appointed places in his life.
Ali zato što je Božje dete, Bog će imati mjesta kroz njegov život gdje će ga susretati.
And I want all of you to understand this.
Ja želim da ovo svi razumete.
That if you are a child of God,
da ako jeste Božje dete,
there will be absolutely appointed times for you to meet God.
Da će postojati određena vremena u kojima ćete vi sretati Boga.
Because that's how God is. He's going to meet you.
Zato što je Bog takav, on će se sa vama sresti.
And he's going to send angels and messengers to you.
I on će k vama poslati i anđele i glasnike.
And we look at the three places here that God meets Jacob.
I mi smo ovdje vidjeli da su postojala tri mjesta da je Bog sreo Jakova.
Do you remember the first place where he went and he laid his head upon a stone?
Da li se sećate tog prvog mesta gdje je otišao i stavio kamen pod glavu?
And there he had a dream.
I onda je usnio san.
And he saw a ladder going from the earth up to the heavens.
I vidio je merdevine koje su išle od zemlje pa sve do neba.
And he saw angels ascending and descending.
I vidio je anđele kako po njima idu gore i dole.
And when he woke up, he said, "Oh my."
I kada se probudio, rekao je, Bože moj,
what a special place this is.
Kakvo je ovo posebno mesto?
And he named that place Bethel.
I nazvao je to mesto Vetilj ili Betel.
And Bethel means the house of God.
A Betel, Vetilj, znači Božji dom.
Now, understand that the house of God is a place where an access from earth to heaven.
I morate razumjeti ovo da je Božji dom mjesto sa kojeg vi imate pristup od zemlje ka nebu.
And you can have lovely and wonderful experiences there.
I možete tamo imati predivna iskustva.
But those are not life-changing experiences.
Ali ta iskustva nisu iskustva koja će vam promijeniti život.
Do you know you could see an angel of God, it doesn't change you.
Da li znate da možete vidjeti Božjeg anđela i da od toga ne budete promijenjeni?
I've had the opportunity to travel with brother Billy Paul Branham.
Imao sam priliku da putujem sa bratom Billy Paul Branham.
I've heard him tell the story of seeing the angel that was with brother Branham.
Čuo sam ga kako je pričao priču o tome kako je video anđela koji je bio sa bratom Branhamom.
And how brother Branham one time he was next to Billy who was laying on a bed.
I kako jednom brat Branham bio odmah pored Billya, leželi su jedan do drugog u krevetu.
He says, "Billy, would you like to see the angel of God?"
I pitao ga je brat Branham, "Billy, da li bi želeo da vidiš Božjeg anđela?"
And he says, "Yes, daddy, I would."
I on je rekao, "Pa da, tata, bi."
And so he says, "He's right behind me, so when I move, you'll see him."
I on je rekao, on se nalazi odmah iza mene i čim se ja pomerim, ti ćeš ga vidjeti.
And he says, "Are you ready?" And he said, "Yes, daddy."
I on je rekao, "Jesi spreman?" On je rekao, "Jesam, tata."
And when he moved to the side,
i kako se pomerio u stranu,
he could look, and there standing in the corner of the room was an angel of God.
Mogao je vidjeti u ćošku sobe kako je stajao Božji anđel.
And he was afraid and got back into his pillow.
I on se uplašio i odmah se bacio nazad na jastuk.
He says, "You don't have to be afraid. He'll never harm you."
On je rekao, ne moraš ga se bojati, on te nikad neće povrediti.
And he says, "Brother Ron," he says, "I looked at him and I was just in awe of this angel of God."
Rekao je, brate Rom, znaš, gledao sam pravo u njega i bio sam u strahu poštovanju tog Božjeg anđela.
And he says, all of a sudden he just vanished into like a mist.
I rekao je, odjedan put je počeo da nestaje i kao u neku sumaglicu se pretvorio.
And then it turned into a rainbow.
I onda se pretvorilo to mjesto u dugu.
And it says, and stayed there for a while after the angel disappeared.
I rekao je, ta duga je ostala tamo jedno izvesno vrijeme nakon što je anđeo nestao.
And then brother Billy said something very astounding.
A onda je brat Billy rekao nešto što je zaista zapanjujuće.
He says, "Daddy never had to tell me he's here now because he says I could feel that same presence."
Rekao je, tata nikad više nije morao da mi kaže da je taj anđeo ovdje zato što sam uvek mogao osjetiti tu istu prisutnost.
And I was ministering one time and there in Germany.
I jednom sam propovedao tamo negdje u Njemačkoj.
And brother Billy Paul was with me.
A brat Billy Paul je bio sa mnom.
And brother Billy Paul came up to the pulpit.
I brat Billy Paul je isto došao za propovedaonicu.
And he grabbed a hold of me.
I ovako me zagrlio.
And I said, "Brother Billy, let me go. You can say something to the people."
I rekao sam, brate Billy, pusti me sad da idem, a ti reci nešto ljudima.
And he held me tighter.
I on me ovako privukao čvršće sebi.
And the presence was so strong.
A prisutnost je bila toliko silna.
And I asked him, I said, "Is the angel here?"
ja sam ga pitao, bili je li anđeo ovdje?
And he said yes, he's here.
Rekao je da, ovdje.
And I've never forgot that.
Nikad to neću zaboraviti.
You see, we are met many times by angels and we are not aware that they're there.
Vidite, mi često puta sretnemo anđele, a nismo svesni toga da su tamo.
But I wanted to just say that you can see angels, it'll not change your life.
Ali želim vam reći da vi bi mogli vidjeti anđele, ali od toga ne bi bio vaš život promijenjen.
Brother Billy told me, he said, Brother Ron, even though I saw the angel of God, I still had to have an experience with God to change my life.
Rekao je, brate Ron, znaš, iako sam video anđela, ali ipak sam morao imati jedno iskustvo sa Bogom da bi bio promenjen.
So there's three prominent places that Jacob meets angels.
Tako da su bila tu tri važna mesta gdje je Jakob sreo anđele.
The first one is at Bethel.
Prvo je bilo u Vetilju, u Betelu.
The second one is at Mahanaim.
A drugo je bilo u Mahanaimu.
And he says, this is a place of two hosts.
I rekao je, to je mesto dva okola.
Because there's two kinds of angels here.
Zato što ovdje postoje dve vrste anđela.
And I'll get into that here a little bit throughout our service.
I ja ću se u to upustiti sada tokom službe.
And each one of those places prepares him for the next appointment with God.
I svako od tih mesta ga je pripremilo za sljedeći susret sa Bogom.
So every experience that you have prepares you for the next one.
Tako da svako iskustvo koje vi imate s njim priprema vas za sljedeće.
So we see the next one that he comes to is Peniel.
Tako vidjeli smo da je sljedeće koje imao je bio mjesto Fanuil.
And the Bible says that when Jacob was left alone.
I Biblija kaže kada je Jakob ostao sam.
See, many times that's the best place you could be.
Vidite, veoma često to je najbolje mjesto gdje vi možete da
God,
se nađete.
God wants to get you alone, away from everybody else.
Zato što vas Bog želi nekad imati same, daleko od svakoga.
Away from the influence of your friends.
Daleko od utjecaja vaših prijatelja.
Away from everything that would be a distraction.
Daleko od bilo čega što bi vas ometalo.
And Jacob was left alone.
I Jakov je ostao sasvim sam.
And there he wrestled with an angel of God.
I tamo se borio sa Božim anđelom.
And sometimes you're going to have to wrestle.
Amen.
If you want the blessing from God.
I nekada i vi ćete se morati boriti ako želite da dobijete blagoslov od Boga.
You have to be able to fight for the blessing that you want.
Morate biti u stanju da se borite za blagoslov koji želite.
And we see that he wrestles all night until almost the morning.
I vidimo da se borio bukvalno celu noć skoro do samog jutra.
And the angel says, "What is your name?"
A anđeo ga je pitao, kako se zoveš?
He says, my name is Jacob.
Rekao je, zovem se Jakov.
He said, you shall no more be called Jacob,
Amen.
But Israel.
Rekao je, neće ti ime više biti Jakov, već Izrael.
Because you're a prince with God.
Zato što si Boži princ.
And he smote him in his thigh, his hip.
I udario ga tu u bok.
And the Bible says that he walked different.
I Biblija kaže da je od tada počeo drugačije da hoda.
If God ever touches your life,
ako Bog ikada dotakne vaš život,
your walk will never be the same.
Vaše hodanje nikad više neće biti isto.
And there's only two men in the Bible that really they name special places because of certain experiences they have there.
I postoje samo dva čovjeka u Bibliji koji su davali mjestima posebna imena zbog iskustava koja su imali na tim mjestima.
But there was two men, David and Jacob. They both seem to name places of when experiences happen.
I bili su to Jakov i David i oni su davali imena određenim mjestima zbog iskustva koji su imali na tim mjestima.
Because when God meets them and delivers them, they make a memorial and they name that place.
Zato što je Bog tamo njih sreo i izbavio ih je, oni su napravili jedan memorial na tom mjestu kao podsjetnik da ih je Bog tu sreo.
I think that's important that when God comes and meets you somewhere.
Mislim da je to važno da kada Bog dođe i negdje se sretne s vama.
Wouldn't it be nice if you remembered that place?
Zar ne bi bilo predivno da zapamtite to mjesto?
If once in a while you could go back and say God met me here.
Da nekada možete da se setite i da kažete da Bog me sreo na tom mjestu.
And one time Brother Joseph asked me to come to his house for my wife and I to have dinner at his home.
I jednom me brat Josip zamolio da dođem na kod njega kući sa ženom da imamo zajedno večeru.
And I would never ask to go see his home.
A ja nikada nisam tražio da odem da ga posetim, da vidim njegov dom.
But Brother Joseph, he and his wife invited my wife and I to dinner.
Ali brat Josip je pozvao mene i ženu, pozvao nas na večeru.
And I had never been in Brother Branham's home before.
A ja pre toga nikada nisam bio u kući brata Branhama.
And you know, it was something to go in the same door that you know Brother Branham went in.
Znate, bilo je to ipak neki osjećaj ući na vrata na koja znate da je ulazio i brat Branham.
And you know, I saw the fireplace that you saw in the movie.
Video sam taj kamin koji možete gledati na tom snimku Dubina doziva dubinu.
And so we had dinner together.
Tako večerali smo.
And he says, would you like to see the rest of the house?
I rekao je, da li bi želeo da vidiš i ostatak kuće?
I would never ask that, but
nikada to nisam ne bi tražio.
I said, yes, I would like to see it.
Rekao sam, pa da, naravno, voleo bih.
And he said, well, this used to be, there used to be a wall right here and there was a door right here.
Rekao je, znaš, ovde je nekada bio jedan zid, a odmah tu jedna vrata.
See, they had remodeled the house, but he was telling me where an old wall used to be and there was a door here.
Oni su malo rekonstruisali kuću, ali mi je rekao da je bio stari zid sa vratima.
And he says, this was very special and daddy didn't let us play in here.
Rekao je, i ovo mesto je bilo izuzetno mesto i tata nas nije tu puštao da se igramo.
He walked over into the corner of the room and he says, right here is where the angel of the Lord would meet daddy.
Rekao je ovde kad je ušao do tog mesta, rekao je, upravo vidiš na ovom mestu, tu je anđeo gospodnji sreo tatu.
And he says that his father, every time he opened the door, he reverenced the fact that he knew he would go in and meet God.
I rekao je, svaki put kad bi otac otvorio vrata, on je ulazio tamo u poštovanju, u saznanju da će tu sresti Boga.
I think that if you ever have a special place where you go and pray.
Mislim da ako vi ikada budete imali neko posebno mesto gde ćete ići da se molite.
In a place that you go and you get alone with God.
Na jedno mesto gde ćete biti sami sa Bogom.
How you should reverence that and cherish the fact that God is going to meet you there.
Koliko biste to trebali poštovati i ceniti tu činjenicu da će vas Bog sresti na tom mestu.
Hallelujah, because if you reverence it and you respect it, God will respect you.
Zato što ako vi to budete poštovali i cenili, Bog će poštovati vas.
That's why Brother Branham tells us even the house of God we should respect it.
Zato je brat Branham rekao, čak i Božji dom je mesto koje trebamo poštovati.
He says every time you come in those doors you should reverence that house of God.
Rekao je, svaki put kad prođete kroz ta vrata trebate ukazati poštovanje prema Božjem domu.
That's where you're going to meet God.
Zato što tamo treba da sretnete Boga.
And if you respect him, he'll respect you.
I ako ukažete poštovanje njemu i on će vama.
And so we see that God comes down and delivers Jacob.
I mi vidimo da Bog dolazi dole i izbavlja Jakova.
And so he called the place Mahanaim.
I on naziva to mesto Mahanaim.
A place of two hosts.
Mesto dva okola.
And I want to look at Jacob's life for just a moment.
I želim sad malo da zavirim u Jakovljev život.
And because Jacob, ever since he got the blessing from his father,
otkako je Jakov primio blagoslov od oca,
you know, his life wasn't really full of all kinds of trouble until he got the blessing.
Vidite, njegov život i nije bio toliko problematičan, pun nevolja, dok nije primio blagoslov.
But once he got the birthright, then everything seems to start going against him.
Ali kad je dobio pravo prvorodstva, od tog trenutka sve kao da je krenuo nizbrdo.
So understand, you can be a son of God.
Tako razumite to, i vi možete biti sin Božji.
And God give you one of the greatest blessings of your life.
I Bog vam je dao jedan od njegovih najvećih blagoslova za vaš život.
And after you get that blessing, then the devil does everything he can to try to steal it from you.
A nakon što ste primili jedan takav blagoslov, đavo će učiniti sve moguće da vam to ukrade.
Jacob gets the birthright, now he has to run for his life.
Jakov prima pravo prvorodstva, a onda mora da spasava svoj život i da beži.
Esau wants to kill his brother.
Zato što Ezav želi ubiti svog brata.
So we see Jacob, he runs off and he goes to some relative's place.
I mi vidimo kako je Jakov pobegao i sakrio se negde kod rođaka.
And because Jacob's nature is not changed yet.
I zato što Jakovljeva priroda još nije bila izmenjena.
Well, he starts to do all his tricks and fool all the people around him.
On počinje koristiti sve svoje trikove i počinje da vara sve ljude oko sebe.
And you know, he tries to trick Laban and he wants to get Rachel.
Znate, on pokušava da prevari Lavana i pokušava da dobije Rahilju.
But Laban is also full of tricks also.
Ali Lavan je nije naivan i on je pun trikova.
And he wanted Rachel but he got Leah.
I on je želeo Rahilju ali je dobio Leju.
You know, a lot of times we want Rachel but we get Leah.
Često i mi želimo Rahilju pa nam uvale Leju.
And so you see that Jacob's life is so full of troubles.
Tako da vidimo da je Jakovljev život prepun nevolja.
And he keeps having to run away from his troubles.
I on nastavlja da beži od svojih nevolja.
And you know what? You can't run away from your troubles.
I znate, kad ne možete pobeći od svojih nevolja,
oh, you say, oh, I've got trouble here in this country, so I'll run to this country.
Kažete, oh, u ovoj nevolji imam toliko nevolja i onda odete u neku drugu državu.
A new location doesn't change your troubles.
A nova lokacija neće promeniti vašu nevolju.
You can't run from them. They follow you.
Ne možete pobeći od njih. One uvek idu za vama.
I tell people, you know, well, if I could go to your church, I'll be better.
Kažu, ako bi samo otišao u tvoju crkvu, bio bi tamo bolji.
Oh, if I could go to this country, I'll be a better Christian.
Ako odem u onu državu, biću bolji hrišćanin.
No, you be a Christian where you're at.
Ne, budi hrišćanin tamo gde jesi.
Work it out.
I izradi to.
God will help you. He'll deliver you.
Bog će ti pomoći, izbavit će te.
But he doesn't understand that all of these trials are given to him to prove him.
Ali on nije razumeo da sva ta iskušenja koja su mu dana su bila tu u stvari da njega utvrde, izgrade.
God's going to use every trial to change Jacob's life.
A Bog će koristiti svaku nevolju, iskušenje samo da bi promenio Jakovljev život.
And you know, it's important not only what happens, but where it happens.
I znate, nije samo važno šta se dešava, već i gde se dešava.
Because we see that all through the scriptures.
Jer mi to vidimo svuda kroz pismo.
Remember, Abraham had a vision.
Setite se da je Abraham imao viziju.
And God showed him in a vision that he was to go to a place afar off.
I Bog mu je pokazao u viziji da mora otići na jedno udaljeno mesto.
And there he was to offer Isaac as a sacrifice.
I da tamo mora prineti Isaka na žrtvu.
And the Bible says and he walks 3 days journey.
I Biblija kaže da on ide 3 dana hoda.
And he sees the place.
I da je konačno video mesto.
Remember, now he had seen the vision, but now he sees it manifested.
Upamtite, prvo je to video u vizi, a sada ga vidi u stvarnosti.
So he comes to the place that God had for him.
Tako da on dolazi na mesto koje je Bog odredio za njega.
And he knows the place has a purpose.
I on zna da to mesto ima svrhu.
Because there he's to make Isaac as a sacrifice.
Zato što tu treba da prinese Isaka na žrtvu.
So every place has a purpose.
Tako da i svako mesto ima svoju svrhu.
Bethel had a purpose.
Betil je imao svrhu.
Mahanaim had a purpose.
Mahanaim je imao svrhu.
Peniel has a purpose.
I Fanuel je imao svrhu.
So when you get to the place that God has provided for you.
Tako kada dođete do mesta koje je Bog odredio za vas.
And you know that God's got a purpose for you.
I znate da Bog sa vama ima svrhu u tome.
Then start looking around because God will provide.
Onda gledajte oko sebe jer Bog će obezbediti.
Do you understand?
Da li razumete?
Because when Abraham got to the place,
zato što kada je Abraham stigao na to mesto,
that's when God could provide a ram.
Tada je tek Bog mogao obezbediti ovna.
So when he got to the place and he knew the purpose,
kad je stigao do mesta i znao je svrhu tog mesta,
and when he acted on God's word,
i kad je postupao na temelju Božje reči,
God provided. And he named that place Jehovah Jireh.
Bog je obezbedio i on je prozvao to mesto Jehova Jireh.
How many of you have ever had God provide for you?
Koliko od vas nikad čuli da je Bog obezbedio za vas?
Have you ever had God do something specific for you?
Da li imate nešto specifično što je Bog uradio za vas?
You ought to say this was a place that God had for a purpose.
Trebate reći to je mesto koje je Bog imao sa svrhom.
There was no way that this could happen, but God made it happen.
Nema načina da se to desi, ali Bog je učinio da se to desi.
Brother Earls was giving me a testimony today of the job that he had and the home that God provided for him.
Brat Uroš mi je govorio o svedočanstvu, o poslu koje je imao i kako mu je Bog obezbedio dom.
And if we sat and we talked to all of you, each one of you would have wonderful testimonies.
I ako bi sedeli sa svakim posobno, svaki od vas bi imao predivno svedočanstvo.
That you could say, God provided for me.
Vi biste mogli reći, Bog je i za mene se pobrinuo za mene.
So we see this story of Jacob and he's got all kinds of problems around him.
Mi vidimo Jakovljevu priču kako ga okružuju raznorazne nevolje.
Now he's got a civil war among his own family.
A sad ima građanski rat unutar svoje porodice.
Laban is upset with him, everybody's upset with him.
Lavan je zbog njega ljut i svi ostali su zbog njega ljuti.
Jacob just is having a problem in his mind.
Oh, taj Jakov ima veliki problem u svojoj glavi.
And so now God meets him and tells him to go to the land of his father.
A sada ga Bog sreće i kaže mu da se vrati u zemlju svog oca.
Now here's where we catch the story.
I evo mesta gde ćemo uhvatiti značaj te priče.
And it says, and Jacob went on his way.
I kaže se da je Jakov krenuo svojim putem.
And here Jacob is now entering back into the perfect will of God.
I evo Jakov se vraća nazad u savršenu Božiju volju.
Do you know there is a permissive will of God?
Znate li da postoji dopuštena Božija volja.
Don't ever ask God for his permissive will.
Nikad nemojte moliti Boga da vas pusti da idete do popustljivom voljom.
Because God will give you the desire of your heart even if it's wrong.
Zato što će vam Bog dati želju vašeg srca čak i ako nije ispravna.
But you'll suffer for it.
Ali ćete trpeti zbog toga.
You will.
Hoćete sigurno.
That's why you don't want to ask God give me the desire of my heart.
Zato se ne molite, Bože, daj mi želje mog srca.
Say, God, you give me what is best for me.
Recite, Bože, ti daj meni ono što je najbolje za mene.
Some of you want say, oh, I want to go down towards Sodom because I can make a living down there.
Neki od vas kažu možda, oh, išao bi malo prema Sodomi zato što tamo mogu lakše obezbediti sebi za život.
See, Abraham was smart enough.
Vidite, Abraham je bio dovoljno mudar.
That he knew Lot was that kind of a believer.
Da je znao da je Lot takva vrsta vernika.
He was always one that leaned towards the world.
On se uvek nekako priklanjao svetu.
So, understand the gospel net not only got Abraham, but it got Lot also.
Shvatite to da evanđelska mreža nije uhvatila samo Abrahama, već je uhvatila i Lota.
So it caught both of them in the net.
Tako da ih mreža obojicu pokupila.
Abraham was smart enough. He says, Lot, I'll tell you what, you make a choice wherever, if you go to the right, I'll go to the left.
A Abraham je bio dovoljno mudar pa rekao, Lote, znaš, ako ti ideš levo, ja ću ići desno.
And that would be good for some of us.
I to bi možda bilo dobro takođe za neke od nas.
If you know a believer that's always leaning towards the world,
ako znate vernika koji uvek nekako je sklon da gleda u svetske stvari,
you say, if you were given this opportunity, which way would you go?
A vi mu recite, pa ako ti se pruži jedna ovaka prilika, gde bi ti išao?
I will go towards Sodom.
On će reći, ah, ja bih zasigurno prema Sodomi.
You know, no, okay, I'll go this
way. A vi onda znate, okay, ja idem u kontra pravcu.
See, always ask God for his perfect will.
Uvek molite Boga za njegovu savršenu volju.
Did you know that everything that happens to you for a purpose?
Znate li da sve što vam se dešava u životu se dešava vama radi svrhe?
Absolutely.
Apsolutno je tako.
Psalms 34 verse 19.
Psalm 34 stih 19.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Mnoge su nevolje pravednika.
Listen to the word of God.
Čujte Božju reč.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Mnoge su nevolje pravednika.
But God delivereth them from them all.
Ali Bog ih izbavlja iz svih.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He didn't say from 90% of them.
Nije rekao od 90% tih nevolja.
He said all of them.
Rekao je od svih.
There are many afflictions you will go through.
Mnoge nevolje će biti kroz koje ćete proći.
And sometimes you'll think you're going to lose your mind.
I nekada pomislite da ćete skrenuti s uma.
But God delivers you from them all.
Ali Bog vas izbavlja iz svega.
Our lives are full of sunshine and rain.
Naši životi su puni i sunca i kiše i oblaka.
Of storms and of calm.
I oluja, a i tišine.
But full of peace and of war.
Pune su i mira i rata.
It's full of hills and valleys.
Pune su planina i dolina.
Mountaintops and way down in the valley.
Planinskih vrhova i skroz dole negde na dnu doline.
You receive a blessing from God one day and Satan will try to take it from you the next.
Jednog dana primite od Boga blagoslove, a sutradan već Sotona pokušava da vam to uzme.
All we have to do is look at the life of the Lord Jesus.
Sve što treba da radimo je da gledamo u život Gospoda Isusa.
Don't you see that here the Spirit descends upon him like a dove one day?
Zar niste vidjeli kako se duh kao golub spustao jednog dana na njega?
And immediately he sent into the desert to be tested.
I odmah je bio poslan u pustinju da bude iskušavan.
We see it in the life of the Lord.
Mi to vidimo u životu našeg Gospoda.
We see how that God dealt with him with great experiences.
Vidimo kako je Bog sa njime radio kroz velika iskustva.
Even to the point where he was there in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Čak je došao do takve tačke da je stigao u Getsemanski vrt.
And the only time that he asked his disciples, I want you to pray with me.
I to je bilo jedini put kad je tražio od svojih učenika da se mole sa njime.
He said, just pray with me one hour.
Rekao je, molite se sa mnom samo jedan sat.
Bible says, and he walked just a short distance and he got on his knees.
Biblija kaže da je on otišao malo dalje od njih i da je kleknuo.
And he was praying so hard the great drops of sweat were as blood dropping off of him.
I on se toliko silno molio da mu je sa čela su kapljale tako velike kaplje kao znoja, kao krv da je išla.
He says, Father, I don't want to drink this cup.
Rekao je, oče, ne želim piti iz ove čaše.
He knew the death, the mockery, the ridicule he would go through.
Znao je kroz kakvu smrt, poniženje i okrutnost će proći.
And he said, Father, let this cup pass from me.
Rekao je, oče, neka me mimoiđe nekako ova čaša.
Nevertheless, thy will be done.
Ali ipak neka bude tvoja volja.
And Brother Branham said a very astounding thing.
I brat Branham je rekao zapanjujuću stvar.
He said, Jesus Christ overcame at Gethsemane.
Rekao je, Isus Hrist je pobedio u Getsemani.
That's where he overcame.
To je mesto njegove pobede.
And that's where the victory came.
I odatle je došla pobeda.
Because we gave his life over to the Lord, to God.
Zato što mi vraćamo svoj život Gospodu, Bogu.
And that's where he overcame in the Garden of Gethsemane.
I tamo je on nadvladao u Getsemanskom vrtu.
And he said, and the Spirit of God left him.
I rekao je, tada ga je Duh Božji napustio u Getsemanskom vrtu.
Because you cannot kill God.
Zato što ne možete ubiti Boga.
And the Spirit of God left him.
I Duh Božji ga je napustio.
And they beat him.
Amen. I oni su ga
and
udarali.
They pulled out his beard.
I čupali mu bradu.
And they hit him in the face and they spit on his face.
Tukli ga po licu, pljuvali mu u lice.
And they crucified him.
I tamo su ga razapeli.
Until he suffered so much, he said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani.
Dok nije toliko patio da je rekao, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani.
Why, my God, why have you forsaken?
Bože moj, zašto si me ostavio?
He died as a man.
Umro je kao čovek.
Why, he had to be a kinsman redeemer.
Zašto? Morao je biti rođak otkupitelj.
Because Adam sinned in the flesh, there had to be a man in the flesh to pay for that sin.
Zato što je Adam sagrešio u telu, tamo je morao biti drugi čovjek u telu koji će isplatiti cenu.
And there they crucified him.
I tamo su ga razapeli.
He died as a man.
Umro je kao čovjek.
That's why the Bible says there's no mediator between God and man except for the man Christ Jesus.
Zato Biblija kaže nema drugog posrednika između Boga i ljudi osim čovjeka Isusa Hrista.
We can see it in the life of the Lord Jesus how he's blessed one day and goes through a horrible test the next.
Možemo vidjeti to u životu našeg Gospoda Isusa kako je jedan dan bio silno blagoslovljen, a onda sutradan prošao kroz užasno iskušenje.
And we see that in Matthew 4 where he was gone out into the desert and he was tested.
Vidimo u Mateju 4 kako je bio odveden u pustinju i tamo iskušan.
And the Bible says and the devil left him and God sent angels to minister to him.
I Biblija kaže da ga je Sotona ostavio, a onda su anđeli došli da mu služe.
You see, they want to make him king one day and they crucify him the next.
Vidite, jednog dana su od njega hteli načiniti kralja, a sutradan su ga razapeli.
He heals the sick and he feeds 5,000.
Lečio je bolesne, nahranio odjednom 5,000 ljudi.
And the next day they call him a devil.
A sutradan su ga zvali đavolom.
Our life is full of sunshine and rain.
Naš život je pun i sunca i oblaka.
Because the Bible says in the beginning God created the evening and the morning were the first day.
Zato što Biblija kaže u početku Bog je stvorio prvi dan gdje je bilo jutro i veče.
Every day changes.
Svaki dan se menjao.
The morning sun is different than the midday sun.
Jutarnje sunce drugačije od podnevnog sunca.
Midnight is different than midday.
A ponoć je drugačija od podneva.
Darkness and light.
To je svetlo i tama.
Hot and cold.
Vruće i hladno.
Your life is full of all kinds of different experiences.
I vaš život je prepun raznoraznih različitih iskustava.
Every day brings another change.
Svaki dan donosi novu promjenu.
And Jacob is being driven onward to his appointment.
I Jakov je bio vođen ka svom sastanku.
Because Jacob has reaped and sown in Mesopotamia.
Zato što je Jakov i sejao i žnjao Mesopotamiji.
But now God is bringing him back into the perfect will.
Ali sada ga Bog odande vraća nazad u savršenu volju.
And he comes to a place where angels are going to bless him.
I on dolazi do mesta gdje će ga blagosloviti anđeli.
And now he's left Laban and the civil war behind him.
I sada ostavlja i Lavana i građanski rat iza sebe.
And now he's coming to the place where God's going to meet him.
I sada dolazi do mesta gdje će ga sresti Bog.
Because he knows one day he's going to meet his brother Esau.
Jer on zna da dolazi dan kada će sresti brata Esava.
Do you know according to scripture how many years it's been since he's seen Esau his brother?
Da li znate koliko je vremena prošlo od kako je video Ezava svog brata?
20 years.
20 godina.
And just as soon as he leaves Laban, now he hears there's 400 of Esau's messengers coming and they all want to kill him.
I čim je napustio Lavana i krenuo, odjedanput je čuo poruku, dolazi 400 Ezavovih glasnika naoružanih spremni da ga ubiju.
How would you like to be Jacob at that time?
Kako biste voleli da, koliko biste voleli da ste tada bili Jakov?
Oh man, look at my life. It just gets worse all the time.
Oh Bože, pogledaj moj život, pa stalno je samo gore i gore.
And it's at those times God comes in to deliver you.
I baš u to vrijeme Bog dolazi da vas oslobodi.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them from them all.
Jer mnoge su nevolje pravednika, a Bog ih izbavlja od svih.
He's our refuge.
On je naše utočište.
He's our place that we can go to in a time of storm.
On je naše mjesto gdje se možemo skriti u olujnom vremenu.
We know that the angels of God are encamped about us.
Mi znamo da su anđeli Božiji utaboreni oko nas.
But most of the time we don't see them.
Ali uglavnom mi to ne vidimo.
Our eyes are are blinded to being able to see angels all around us.
Naše oči su zaslepljene za to da vidimo anđele oko sebe.
But the camp of the Lord is a great host.
Ali Božji kamp ili okol je velika vojska.
He has all kinds of messengers at his disposal.
On ima na raspolaganju mnogo vrsta svojih glasnika.
He has cherubims and seraphims.
Ima heruvime, kerabime.
He has angels of mercy and angels of death.
Ima i anđele milosti i anđele smrti.
And you remember the story of Elisha.
Sećate li se te priče sa Jelisejom?
Remember back in 2 Kings when all of these horses and chariots were around him?
Sećate se u drugoj kraljevima kada su te vojske i sve te kočije ga okruživale oko njega?
And Elisha's servant goes out and he says, oh, wake up, there's all kinds of enemy all around us.
A Eliseov sluga dotiče, oh, vidi, svuda oko nas neprijatelj.
He says, no, settle down.
On je rekao, ma, smiri se čovjek.
Relax.
Samo se opusti.
There's more of us than there is of them.
Naših je više nego njihovih.
And when he prayed, God opened his eyes.
I dok se Elisej molio, Bog mu je otvorio
oči. All around them was
i svuda oko njih
was chariots of fire.
Su bile vatrene kočije i anđeli. Amen.
Hallelujah. There's Amen. More of us than there is of them.
Više je naših nego njihovih.
But this was not only a special place, but it had a double portion.
Ali to nije bilo samo posebno mesto, već je tu bila jedna dupla mera.
Amen. Because it was preparing him for the next appointment.
Zato što ga je to spremalo za sledeći susret.
Because, Brother Branham, I want you to catch this.
Želim da ovo sada uhvatite.
He says there are some angels that are sent from heaven and there's some sent from earth.
Kaže, postoje anđeli koji su poslani sa neba, ali i anđeli koji su poslani sa zemlje.
In the sermon, Balm of Gilead.
U propovedi Balzam iz Gileada.
He says, well, what is an angel?
Rekao je, šta je anđel?
He says, get the dictionary and find out what an angel means.
Kaže, izvadite rečnike i vidite šta znači reč anđel.
It means a messenger.
To znači glasonoša.
Some of them are heavenly and some of them are earthly.
Neki od njih su nebeski, a neki zemaljski.
And God uses them to bring messages.
A Bog ih koristi da bi doneli poruke.
God uses earthly messengers and he uses heavenly messengers.
Bog koristi zemaljske glasnike i koristi nebeske glasnike.
We see earthly angels meeting heavenly angels.
Vidimo zemaljske anđele kako sreću nebeske anđele.
We see a double portion down here right now.
Vidimo i sada tu duplu meru.
Let me ask you a question.
Evo da vas pitam nešto.
Have any of you ever felt led to call somebody or go visit a friend?
Aha. Da li ste nekada bili imali taj osjećaj da ste vođeni da nekog ili pozovete ili nekog posjetite?
And you were not aware they were in a terrible place or in a horrible situation.
A niste bili čak svesni da su oni u užasnom stanju, nešto loše sa njima je.
And you just felt to go see them.
Prosto ste osjetili da bi trebali da ih posjetite. I kucate.
There's a knock at the door.
Kucate na vrat.
The brother opens the door.
Brat otvara vrat.
And he says, man, I'm so glad to see you.
Kaže, čoveče, tako mi je drago da te vidim.
Because I've been asking God to send me somebody to come talk to me.
Zato što sam se molio Bogu da pošalje nekoga da popriča sa mnom.
I want to ask you, what made you feel led to go to that home?
Želim vas pitati, odakle vam taj osjećaj koji vas je pokrenuo ka njemu?
What made you make that phone call?
Šta vas je navelo da telefonirate?
Because somebody needed help.
Nekom je bila potrebna pomoć.
And he didn't send an angel from heaven.
A on, Bog nije poslao anđela sa neba.
He sent a messenger from earth.
Već je poslao glasnika sa zemlje.
Oh, you don't have wings on your back.
Oh, vi nemate krila na leđima.
But I want you to think that you're a messenger from God.
Ali želim da razmislite o tome da ste vi glasnik od Boga.
I can't tell you how many times in your life.
Ne mogu vam reći koliko puta u vašem životu.
That God inspired you to call somebody or go see somebody.
Inspirisao da nekog nazovete ili da vidite nekoga.
And they said, you know, I was ready to commit suicide.
A neko bi možda rekao, pa bio sam spreman čak da se ubijem.
And you came by my house.
A ti si naišao na moju adresu.
I remember I was preaching in Germany.
Sećam se kada sam propovedao u Nemačkoj.
There was one young boy in the church.
Bio je tamo jedan mladi dečko u toj crkvi.
And he says, I was having such a hard time.
Rekao je, prolazio sam kroz tako teško vreme.
And he says, I told the Lord, if you don't speak to me personally in this service, I am leaving the message, I'm just walking away.
Rekao je Gospodu, Gospode, ako mi lično ne budeš govorio na ovoj službi, ostavit ću poruku i odo ja.
And I went to preach at this church in Germany.
I otišao sam propovedati u toj crkvi u Nemačkoj.
And for some reason, while I was preaching this sermon,
i iz nekog razloga, usred propovedi,
I turned and looked directly at this brother.
Okrenuo sam se i gledao pravo baš u tog brata.
And I said something directly to him, and I used his name.
I koristio sam, govorio sam tačno njemu direktno, čak sam spomenuo i njegovo ime.
And the very words that he wanted to hear in his heart, I spoke to him.
I same reči koje on želeo čuti u srcu, ja
and
sam mu izgovorio to.
I didn't know that that was what God was asking him to speak to him.
I ja nisam znao da je to bilo ono što je on molio Boga da mu govori.
And he broke down crying.
I on je pukao u plač.
And after the service he come to me, he says, he was just so broken.
I nakon službe došao je k meni tako slomljen.
He said, I've been going through so many trials, I wanted to walk away.
Rekao je, prolazio sam kroz tako puno teškoća da sam želeo da odem.
Listen, you can go through trials and sometimes you feel like you want to walk away.
Čujte, i vi možete da se nađete u iskušenjima, da imate nekad osjećaj da bi i vi otišli.
Even John the Baptist, when he suffered in prison,
čak i Jovan Krstitelj dok je bio zatočen u zatvoru,
he was offended that Jesus didn't deliver him.
On je bio na neki način spotaknut od to što ga je Isus nije izbavio.
And he suffered so bad that now he wondered if he was really had done what God wanted him to do.
What? Sorry.
He had suffered so much that now he's actually wondering if he had done what God told him to do.
I on je toliko propatio da se čak pitao da li je obavio on ono što mu je Bog rekao da treba da obavi.
He doubted whether or not Jesus was really the one.
Čak je posumnjao i pitao se da li je stvarno Isus taj.
The Bible says he sent two of his disciples to go ask Jesus, are you the one or do we look for another?
Biblija je rekla da je poslao dva svoje učenika da pitaju Isusa, da ga pitaju da li si ti taj ili da tražimo drugog.
And Brother Branham said he suffered so much in prison, his eagle eyes got glazed over.
I brat Branham je rekao da je toliko patio u tom zatvoru da su se njegove orlovske oči potamnile.
And now he doubts whether or not really he's the Christ or not.
I sada čak sumnja da li je to zaista Hrist.
So Jesus said, go tell John these things.
Tako Isus je rekao, idite i recite ovo Jovanu.
The poor have the gospel preached to them.
Siromašnima se propoveda evanđelje.
Blinded eyes are opened.
Slepe oči se otvaraju.
And blessed is he who's not offended in me.
I blagosloven je onaj koji se ne sablazni o mene.
Those words, blessed is he who's not offended in me.
Te reči, blagosloven onaj koji se ne sablazni, spotiče o mene.
That was a direct message to John.
To je bila izravna poruka.
John was offended.
Jovan je bio u tom sablažnjavanju, spoticanju.
Here I am, God's messenger, the forerunner.
Ja, evo mene kao Božji glasnik, preteča.
I've heard that Jesus said there was no greater man born than that of John.
Čuo sam kako je Isus čak rekao, nema većeg čovjeka rođenog od žene od Jovana.
And he lets me suffer like this?
A sad me pušta ovako da patim ovdje.
He lets me suffer like this?
Pušta me da ovako patim.
I don't know. That may not be him.
Ko zna, možda nije on.
But when he heard the words from Jesus,
ali kada je čuo Isusove reči,
he received the message personal.
Primio je tu poruku kao lično.
And then he was not afraid to give his life for God.
I onda više nije imao strah da da svoj život za Boga.
Now, Jacob is on his way now to meet the angels of God.
I sada je Jakov na putu da se sretne sa Božjim anđelima.
And he doesn't really realize what is happening to him.
I on čak i u suštini ne shvata šta mu se sve događa.
And Brother Branham says in Questions and Answers 1957.
I brat Branham govori u pitanjima i u odgovorima 57. godine.
He says you all know you're a triune being.
Rekao je, svi vi znate da ste trojedino biće.
That your body, spirit and soul.
Da imate telo, duh i dušu.
And he says the outside of you, that's the physical. That's
kaže,
the flesh man.
Ta spoljašnost, to je materijalni, telesni čovjek.
But the inside, that's supernatural.
Ali ono što je iznutra je nadprirodno.
And he says, and if you are led by the spirit of God,
i kaže, ako ste vi vođeni od duha Božije,
you became a messenger of God or an angel.
Vi ćete postati glasnik Božji ili jedan anđeo.
You're God's messenger.
Glasnik svoga Boga.
Think of this.
Razmislite
has,
o tome.
Has God ever used you at some time to encourage somebody else?
Da li je Bog nekada vas tako koristio da nekoga ohrabrite?
You know who he sent?
Znate li koga je poslao?
He sent you.
Poslao je vas.
You were his messenger.
Jel vi ste tada bili njegov glasnik?
Because he was using you.
Jel on je koristio vas?
Because if you're led by the Spirit of God to do something,
zato što ste bili vođeni od Duha Božijeg da nešto uradite,
you become God's messenger.
Zbog toga ste postali Božji glasnik.
We should think about this more than we do.
Trebali bi o ovome razmišljati čak više nego što mislimo.
And the Bible says and Jacob went on his way.
I Biblija kaže da je Jakov nastavio svojim putem.
He didn't realize that the next mile or the next kilometer he's going to come up and meet with angels.
Nije shvatao da će možda već sljedeći kilometar imati susret s anđelima.
In Genesis 32.
I tu je postanak 32.
And verses 9 and 10.
Stihovi 9 i 10.
And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which saidest unto me, return unto my country and to thy kindred, and I will deal with thee.
I reče Jakov, Bože oca mojega Avrama i Bože oca mojega Isaka, Gospode, koji si mi kazao, vrati se u zemlju svoju i u rod svoj i ja ću ti biti dobrotvor.
Do you see he's speaking to a very distant God, huh?
Vidite, on tu govori kao nekom dalekom Bogu.
O God of my father Abraham, my father Isaac, huh?
O Bože mog oca Abrahama i mog oca Isaka.
And the word is return to thy country and to thy kindred.
I reče tvoja da se vratim u svoj rod i u svoj narod.
God can only deal with you when you get back into the position that you should be in.
A Bog se može sa vama baviti tek onda kad se vratite u poziciju u kojoj trebate biti.
And he says, and I will deal with you there.
I rekao je, ja ću se tamo baviti sa tobom.
And I'm not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I become two bands.
Nisam vredan tolike milosti i toliko vjere što si učinio sluzi svojemu, jer sam sa štapom svojim prešao preko Jordana, a sad sam gospodar od dvije čete.
He's doing the will of God.
On je sada tvorio Božju volju.
But now he realizes, wow, there's really two of us.
A sad je shvatio, pa u stvari, uistinu nas je dvoje.
One part spiritual, one part carnal.
Jedan deo nas je telesni, a drugi deo je duhovni.
We see that in our own lives.
I mi to vidimo stalno u našim životima.
Paul tells us, when I try to do good, evil is present with me.
Pavle kaže, kada hoću činiti dobro, zlo je pri meni.
And he says, when I go to do good, evil is present with me, and that which I don't want to do, that I do.
Kaže, kada želim činiti dobro, zlo je pri meni i činim ono što ne želim da činim.
He says, oh, wretched, vile man that I am.
Kaže, oh, kako sam jadan i zao čovjek
that,
ja.
That is in my flesh, there's no good thing.
Što je u mojem telu, tu nema dobrih stvari.
And who shall deliver me from this body of death?
I ko će me izbaviti iz tela smrti?
How many of you know that you're both carnal and spiritual at the same time?
Koliko od vas zna da ste istovremeno i telesni i duhovni?
So he realizes, wow, I've become two bands.
Tako da je on shvatio, hey, postao sam dve čete.
Spiritual and carnal.
I duhovan i telesan.
And this is why God's going to meet with him.
I to je razlog zašto će ga Bog sresti.
Because we all get to the place.
Zato što mi svi dođemo do jednog mesta.
Where we're trying to find the balance between spiritual and carnal.
Kad pokušavamo da balansiramo između telesnog i duhovnog.
Jacob no doubt has forgotten his experience there in Bethel.
I nema sumnje da je Jakov već zaboravio svoje iskustvo u Betelu.
Like many of us, sometimes we forget so quickly.
Kao i mnogi od nas nekada te stvari tako brzo zaboravimo.
But now he comes to a place that's ordained of God for him.
Ali sada dolazi do mesta koje je Bog odredio za njega.
And God's going to give him a double blessing.
I Bog će mu dati dvostruki blagoslov. Amen.
And so now he comes to the place and God gives him a double blessing.
I sada on dolazi do jednog mesta gdje će ga Bog dvostruko blagosloviti.
How many of you know that the bride is to get a double portion here?
Koliko od vas zna da nevesta treba ovdje već da dobije duplu meru?
He said, we are to get a double portion here.
Rekao je, mi ovdje treba da primimo duplu meru.
Because Elisha said, I want a double portion of what you got.
Zato što je Elisej rekao, ili ja želim duplu meru od onoga što ti imaš.
And he says, and the bride is a type of Elisha, and they will get a double portion.
I rekao je, nevesta je tip Eliseja i dobit će dvostruku meru.
And so that double portion prepared Jacob to meet God at the next meeting place.
I ta dvostruka mera je pripremila Jakova da sretne Boga na tom određenom mjestu.
And it gave him strength enough to fight all night until he got the blessing.
I to mu je dalo snage da se bori čitavu noć dok nije došao do blagoslova.
And there he meets God face to face and he's changed forever.
I tamo se sreće sa Bogom lice u lice i zauvek je promijenjen.
Remember, we're going to meet him face to face also.
Sjetite se da ćemo i mi njega sresti lice mu lice.
So this place, Mahanaim, is a place of a double portion.
Tako da to mjesto Mahanaim je u stvari mjesto dvostruke mere, dvostrukog dela.
It's a place of earthly angels and heavenly angels.
To je mjesto zemaljskih i nebeskih anđela.
It's a place where we get a double portion of God.
To je mjesto gdje mi primamo dvostruku Božju meru.
But now David comes to the same place. Years later.
Ali onda godinama kasnije David dolazi na to isto mjesto.
We read it there in 2 Samuel.
Čitali smo u 2. Samuelovoj.
And it came to pass when David was come to Mahanaim.
I desilo se da je David došao u Mahanaim.
Hundreds of years later.
Stotinama godina kasnije.
Same place.
Isto to mjesto.
And guess who David is running from?
A zamislite, pretpostavite od koga David beži.
He's running for his life also.
I on beži da bi sačuvao svoj život.
He's running from Absalom.
A on beži od Apsaloma.
And he comes to a place called Mahanaim.
I dolazi do mjesta koje se zove Mahanaim.
And there he meets earthly angels.
I tamo on sreće zemaljske glasnike.
Oh, they didn't have wings.
Oni nisu imali krila.
But these three men that God used to provide for David.
Ali to su ljudi koje je Bog koristio da bi opskrbili Davida.
He names three of those men.
On je naveo imena to troje ljudi.
One is Nahash. Who, if you remember in your Bible, he was an enemy to Israel.
Mm-hmm. Jedan se zove Sovije i on je bio...
Shobi was
Sovi.
The son of Nahash.
Aha, Sovije je bio Nasov sin.
Okay, and so if you go back and read your Bible history...
I ako se vratite nazad i čitate istoriju Biblije, Bibliju...
When David come and was in this battle, he killed Shobi's father, but he allowed Shobi to live.
Aha, kad je David bio u bici, on je u stvari ubio oca Sovije koji je bio Nasov, ali je poštedeo Sovije.
And Shobi never forgot the mercy of David.
A Sovije nikad nije zaboravio Davidovu milost.
And so now Shobi sees that David is running for his life.
A sada Sovije vidi kako David beži da bi spasao život.
And isn't it amazing how God can take an enemy and turn it and now become your ally?
I zamislite, nije li zapanjujuće kako Bog može uzeti vašeg neprijatelja i pretvoriti ga u vašeg saveznika?
He uses another man, Makar, the son of Amiel of Lodebar.
Onda koristi i drugog čoveka, Mahira, sina Amilova.
And I could go into the history of this, but he's the one that took care of the grandson of Saul, whose name was Mephibosheth.
I mogao bi sad ući u sve to, ali on je bio čovek koji se pobrinuo za Saulovog unuka.
Do you remember his
dedu?
His name was Mephibosheth.
Zvao se Mephibozet.
And he was the one that when he heard that his grandfather and his father Jonathan were killed.
Kad on je bio taj koji čuo kada je njegov deda i Jonathan kad su bili ubijeni.
That his nurse picked him up and was running. And she fell.
I onda ga je uzela doilja i bežala i pala sa njim.
And he became crippled the rest of his life.
A zbog toga je on postao hrom do kraja života.
And he went to a place called Lodebar.
I otišao je u mesto zvano Lodebar.
And Lodebar in the Bible means a place of no communication.
A to mesto se u Bibliji znači mesto u kom nema komunikacije.
You see, he was raised in the palace, going to be heir to the throne.
Vidite, on je bio odgajan u palati i trebao biti nasljednik prestola.
But because the one who was to look over him dropped him and he became crippled.
Ali zbog toga što onaj koji je trebao da pazi na njega je pao i zbog toga je postao hrom.
And so he was at a place of no communication.
Tako da je stigao u mesto gdje nema komunikacije.
And if you remember in your Bible, David, when he became king,
sjetite se kad je David postao kralj,
he said, "Is there any of the house of Saul that still liveth?"
Rekao je, da li ima nekoga iz Saulovog doma koji još živ?
And one of his servants said, "Yes."
A jedan od slugu je rekao, da, ima.
The grandson, his name is Mephibosheth.
Sin koji se zove Mephibozet.
And how that they bring him back.
I kako su ga vratili onda nazad.
And it says they carried him back to the king's table.
I onda je rečeno da su ga čak nosili pred kraljev sto.
Now let me just give you a little simple analogy here.
Da vam dam ovdje jednu malu analogiju.
We were children that were supposed to be heir to the throne.
I mi smo deca koji smo trebali biti nasljednici trona.
But our grandparents fell in the garden.
Ali naši dedovi su pali u vrtu.
And so we came into this world crippled.
Tako da smo i mi došli hromi na ovaj svet.
We can't walk like kings.
Ne možemo hodati poput kralja.
We can't walk the way we should walk.
Ne možemo hodati na mestima da bi trebali hodati.
But the word of God said, "Bring him here and have him sit at the table."
Ali reč Božja je rekla, uzmite ga i dovedite ga ovamo i stavite ga za taj kraljevski sto.
And when he sat at the table, he became as everyone else.
A kad je on seo za taj kraljevski sto, on je postao poput svih ostalih.
You couldn't see that he was crippled.
Ne biste mogli tada vidjeti da li je hrom.
Look at us.
Pogledajte na nas.
We were so crippled, yet God, by way of the Holy Spirit, has brought us to the king's table.
Pogledajte nas koji smo bili toliko hromi da je Bog nas Svetim Duhom uzeo i stavio nas za sto.
We once lived in a place called Lodebar, a place of no communication between you and the Father.
I mi smo nekad živjeli u mjestu Lodebar, mjestu bez komunikacije između nas i Oca.
So this is one of the men that God uses to help David.
To je jedan od ljudi koje je Bog koristio da bi pomogao Davidu.
And then the third man, Barzilai.
A onda treći čovjek, Barzilai,
who was a wealthy man who took care of King David.
Koji je bio bogat čovjek koji je se brinuo za kralja Davida.
And there is no doubt in my mind but all three of these men became angel messengers to King David.
Nema ni malo sumnje da su ta tri čovjeka postali anđeli glasnici za kralja Davida.
Remember, they don't have wings like heavenly messengers.
Upamtite da oni nemaju krila poput nebeskih glasnika.
But just look at those that helped the prophet in this age.
Ali pogledajte samo na one koji su pomagali proroku ovog vremena.
How many of you know he was an earthly messenger?
Koliko od vas zna da je on bio zemaljski glasnik? Amen.
He was an earthly angel.
On je bio zemaljski anđeo.
But he went through some horrible trials.
Ali prolazio je kroz stvarno užasna iskušenja.
And when everyone was turning against him, God sent an angel by the name of F.F. Bosworth.
I kada su mu svi okrenuli leđa, Bog mu je poslao anđela koji se zvao F.F. Bosworth.
And F.F. Bosworth encouraged Brother Branham to keep going.
A F.F. Bosworth je ohrabrio brata Branhama da nastavi.
Because everyone was turning against him.
Zato što su se svi okrenuli protiv njega.
And when every door of the full gospel businessmen began to close.
I kada su sva vrata od biznismena punog evanđelja počela da se zatvaraju.
And everyone's door is closing on Brother Branham.
I svi su zalupili vrata pred nosom brata Branhama.
He sends an angel by the name of Carl Williams.
On je poslao anđela po imenu Carl Williams.
And he said, because of Carl Williams, I can still speak to the full gospel businessman.
Rekao je, zbog Carla Williamsa, ja i dalje mogu govoriti ljudima punog evanđelja.
And by the time when Brother Branham was in one of the worst trials of his life, when the IRS came against him. You remember that?
U vremenu kad je brat Branham bio u jednom od najtežih iskušenja, kada je došao protiv njega, šta je IRS? Porezni, kad je došao da ga muči sa tim porezima.
And the U.S. government says, you owe us $60,000.
A vlada Sjedinjenih Država je rekla, duguješ nam poreza 600.000 američkih dolara.
And Brother Branham was under such pressure.
A brat Branham je bio u jednom takvom pritisku.
And there was a very wealthy brother. He came up to him. He said, Brother Bill, he said, I don't care how much money you owe the U.S. government, I will pay it.
Došao je jedan prilično bogati brat i zagrlio je brata Branhama i rekao je, brate Billy, briga me šta kaže američka država, koliko duguješ para, sve ću ja isplatiti.
And he paid $60,000 for Brother Branham.
I isplatio je $600,000 za brata Branhama.
That was an 60,000. That was an angel sent to him.
To je bio anđeo koji mu je bio poslat.
You see, God sends angels in all kinds of ways.
Vidite, Bog šalje anđele na razne načine.
Did you know that the prophet of God said when a pastor is sent to a local church, he's an angel to that church?
Da li znate da je brat Branham rekao kada Bog pošalje pastira lokalnoj crkvi, da je to anđeo lokalne crkve?
Because he's a messenger to that church.
Zato što je on glasonoša, glasnik toj crkvi.
That's why he says, always respect your pastor.
Zato kaže, uvek cenite svog pastora.
Because if you'll respect them, God will respect you.
Jer ako vi budete poštovali njega, i Bog će vas.
He says, who has more power, an angel from heaven or an angel in the pulpit?
Rekao je, ko ima više sile, da li anđel na nebu ili anđeo za propovedaonicom?
He said the angel in the pulpit.
Rekao je anđeo za propovedaonicom.
Because the apostle Paul said even if an angel comes from heaven and preaches another gospel, let him be cursed.
Zato što je apostol Pavle rekao čak ako bi anđeo došao sa neba i propovedao drugo evanđelje, neka bi bio proklet.
God sends angels.
Tako da Bog šalje anđele.
He uses angels.
I koristi svoje anđele.
Sometimes he uses angels with flesh on them.
Nekad koristi anđela koji je u zemaljskom telu.
And sometimes he sends you unseen angels.
A nekad vam šalje i anđele koje ne vidite.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you know the Bible says that sometimes angels come to us unaware?
Znate li da Biblija kaže da anđeli nekada dolaze nama da smo toga nesvesni?
Is that right?
Jel to tačno?
It says be careful how we entertain strangers because it might be an angel unaware.
Rečeno je budite pažljivi kako primate strance jer bi mogli biti anđeli koji su došli k vama.
Amen. I've had things happen that I can't explain why it happened.
Ja imam neke stvari koje su se dogodile i uopšte ne mogu objasniti zašto se to tako desilo.
You have somebody, let's say you're along the road and you have a flat tire and there's no way to get it fixed.
Imate na primjer slučaj da vozite kola na putu, probuši vam se guma, nemate gumu i ne znate kako da to rešite.
And all of a sudden out of nowhere somebody comes up and says, "Do you need some help?"
I iznenada nije odakle, neko naleti i kaže, "Hey, jel ti treba pomoć?"
You go, "Wow, where'd you come from?"
A ti se upitaš, "Wow, odakle si ti došao? Odakle ti?"
And as soon as they help you, all of a sudden they're gone.
I čim vam pomognu, nema ih.
"Wow, where'd that guy go?"
I kažete, "O, gde je otišao sad?"
"I would have given him some money, but..."
Teo sam mu možda platiti.
"He didn't even stick around, he just left."
Nije čak se ni zadržao, odmah otišao.
I have had God do supernatural things.
Imam takve nadprirodne stvari koje Bog učinio.
And if each one of you take your own life,
i ako svaki od vas pogledate u svoj život,
and look back and find somebody at some time was sent to you as an angel,
i pogledate kako je nekada neko vama bio poslat kao anđeo.
You see, Mahanaim was a preparation to come to Peniel.
Vidite, Mahanaim je bio priprema da biste došli do Fanuila.
And all of this that we go through here on earth is in preparation for us to meet him in heaven.
I sve ovo što se ovde dešava u stvari je jedna velika priprema za naš susret u nebu.
The trials you go through are for a purpose.
Iskušenja kroz koja prolazite su sa svrhom.
Think it not strange when these fiery trials come upon you?
Nemojte misliti da je nešto čudno što vam se dešavaju te vatrene iskušnje.
God knows what you have need of.
Bog zna šta je vama potrebno.
So he puts a trial on you.
Tako da vas pusti kroz kušnju.
None of us pray for trials.
Niko od nas ne priziva u molitvi kušnju.
Huh? How many of you have ever prayed, "God, give me patience"?
Koliko od vas je ikada se molilo Bogu i rekli ste, "Bože, daj mi strpljenja"?
And what do you get?
I šta ste dobili?
Trials.
Iskušenje.
Amen.
I remember praying, "Oh God, give me patience."
Sećam se da sam se molio, "Bože, molite, daj mi strpljenje."
But hurry.
Ali požuri.
Amen.
God knows just what you have need of when you need it.
Bog tačno zna šta vam je potrebno kad vam nešto treba.
And so understand that God is with you, even in you, until the end of the world.
I shvatite to da je Bog sa vama i u vama sve do kraja sveta.
You may not see it, but there's angels all around us.
Možda ne vidite, ali anđeli su svuda oko nas.
And if we were more aware of that, we would act differently.
Što više budemo toga svesni, drugačije ćemo se ponašati.
The Bible says that the angels of God encamp about those that fear him.
Biblija kaže da su anđeli Božiji utaboreni oko onih koji ga se boje.
Amen. You may have an angel sitting right next to you.
Amen. Imate sigurno anđela koji sedi pored vas.
Amen. I appreciate all of you coming here this evening.
Amen. Cenim to što ste svi vi došli večeras ovde.
And I trust that this little Bible story has been a blessing to you.
Verujem da je ova mala biblijska priča vama bila na blagoslov.
And I have something on my heart for you tomorrow morning.
I ja sutra ujutru imam za vas nešto što mi je na srcu.
So I want you to pray.
Molim vas da se molite.
I want you to pray extra special because I want God to do something special.
Želim da se još malo više angažujete u molitvi zato što želim da Bog uradi nešto sutra posebno za nas.
How many would like something special tomorrow?
Koliko vas bi volelo nešto posebno da mu Bog učini?
If you pray for it, if you'll expect, you'll get what you expect.
Ako se budete molili i budete očekivali to, dobit ćete ono što očekujete.
God bless you all this evening.
Bog vas sve blagoslovio večeras.
We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Vidjet ćemo se sutra ujutru.
Da ste mogli da uhvatite stvari. Znate, hteo sam samo jednu malu stvar, samo kako mi je došlo na um dok je brat propovedao. Često puta vi vidite propovednike koji pokušavaju da propovedaju na jedan način da vam se čini kao da ovo evanđelje uopšte, Biblija i sve stvari koje čujete se toliko naprirodne da vi ne možete da se približite tome. I I to je nešto što je utisak nas, ljudi, jer stvari Bog želi da nam pokaže ovo evanđelje tako jednostavno. I brat Ron je htio da propovjeda o jednostavnim stvarima. I htio je da pokaže kako u stvari Bog je sakriven u jednostavnim stvarima. Ali svi smo mi skloni ponekad da tražimo natprirodne stvari. I ponekad smo previše smo zauzeti da tražimo natprirodne stvari, da ih ne vidimo u prirodnim stvarima. Ne znam da li možete da razumete.
Amen.
I just wanted to add some additional thing as it came to my mind while Brother Ron was preaching. So sometimes preachers are preaching so much about things that you have this impression that this gospel and things you are reading even in the message are so supernatural that you cannot touch it. You cannot touch it, and we are then hunting so supernatural things that we are so busy not seeing the supernatural in the natural. And actually, it reminds me of one story that the band told. Tako da, sjetio sam se one priče, mislim da sam to podelio sa nekima od vas i čitali smo u jednoj propovedi, ne znam da li imamo prevedeno. Jedno je brat Branham išao po jednom zadatku koje mu je Bog dao u jedno manje mesto koje čak je bilo i dosta nepoznato. I kada je stigao na to mesto, nije bio siguran gdje treba da ide. I to je bila jedna crkva koja je bila zapuštena tamo. I on je htio da uđe u crkvu. I razmišljao je da li bi to možda bilo to mesto gdje bi on trebao da bude. I onda se molio Bogu, a on, budući prorok sa toliko nadprirodnim iskustvima, toliko je doživio velikih stvari, da je jednostavno bilo normalno za njega da se moli na taj način. I on je rekao jednu stvar u svojoj molitvi. Bože, ako je ovo mjesto gdje ja treba da uđem, otvori mi vrat u ime Isusa Krista. I kada je završio molitvu, došao do vrata i htio da uđe, ali nije mogao da uđe. I onda se čudio šta li se događa i seo je malo da odmori i posle nekoliko trenutaka ili 10-15 minuta, ne sjećam se tačno, odjednom najde jedan čovjek i kaže: dobar dan gospodine, vidim da ste ovdje, da li biste htjeli da uđete? I on kaže, brat Braham kaže, jeste, volio bi. Pa ja imam ključ, kaže on. Vidite, Bog je poslao glasniku sedmog crkvenog doma, zemaljskog glasnika, da mu pokaže da neke stvari ponekad idu prirodnim putem. Neke stvari idu prirodnim putem. I ponekad mi upadamo u te zamke da tražimo previše nadprirodnog, jer Bog je sakriven u mnogim prirodnim stvarima. So actually I just gave this short story as Brother Branham was going to one small place where God sent him, and it was an unknown place, so actually when he came there he was not sure where to go, and he came in front of a church, and he was just thinking if maybe this is the place where he should go, and he was with a lot of experiences of supernatural things. So it was easy for him to pray and even to have faith that it will happen like that. So he prayed, Lord God, if this is the place I should enter in, then please, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, open this door for me. But after he finished his prayer, he wanted to open the door, but it was still closed. And he was surprised that his prayer was not answered. And he sat down and he was just waiting maybe 10-15 minutes or something like that. And in a short while, a man is coming, and he greets him, and he says, good day, I see you are here, do you want to enter in this church? And Brother Ben said, yes, I would like, so I have the key. Amen. And that was it. So the messenger of the seven church age needed to receive an earthly messenger to help him. And God wanted to show him that sometimes things are going very natural. And not for us to be in supernatural expectations too much, because it will drive you crazy, you know. You will feel as a backslider many times in your life. Tako često puta se osjećamo kao da smo povratnici u greh, jer nema previše natprirodnih stvari. I mislim da je to nešto što ne bi trebali da dozvolimo sebi. Tako Bog i ovim prirodnim stvarima u kojima živimo. Dobro, ne bih htio da pridodajem, nadam se da ste mogli da uhvatite misao koju je brat imao. Ja bih volio da ospijemo još jednu pesmu, da kako brat Paljko osjeća, i da onda jednostavno privedemo službu ka kraju. Ne znam da li smo se pomolili, jesmo se pomolili. Nikako. Čim se pitamo, onda možemo da se pomolimo. Amen. Možemo da pevamo, pa onda, brate, možeš da završi sa molitvom. Dobro?
Gospode, ti koji si položio od nas svoj život, Gospode. Ti, Gospode, s nama imaš zajedništvo, Gospode, ja verujem. Iako često puta ne vidimo to, Gospode, ali mi verujemo, Gospode. Iako često puta ne osjećamo možda neke natprirodne sile ili nešto nas natprirodno dešava, Gospode, ali u srcu verujemo da si prisutan među nama, Gospode, dragi. Ja verujem, Gospode, ti imaš još puno toga za nas, Gospode. I verujem, kao što je brat rekao, da očekujemo, da čekamo, da vapimo, da imamo čežnju na tim velikim stvarima koje će možda da nam jače našu veru, Gospode. Da, Gospode, budemo jači, snažni, Gospode. Da budemo hrabri ratnici, Gospode, na ovoj zemlji. Ratnici koji se bore sa tvojim mačom, a to je tvoja reč, Gospode. O, Gospode, dragi, molim te, blagoslovi nas i vreme koje je još pred nama, možda je to kratko vreme, Gospode. Ovog zajedništva, Gospode, ovdje na kampu, ali mi znamo, mi želimo da iskoristimo svaki trenutak i svaku mogućnost da provedemo, Gospode, u toj atmosferi Duha Svetoga, dragi, Gospode. I sve što se bude dešavalo, Gospode, neka bi sve bilo tebi na slavu, Gospode, jer ti si veliki Jehova, naš Bog, pun mira. O, haleluja, mi te hvalimo cijelim srcem, Gospode, i blagosilaj nas, Gospode, mi želimo, Gospode, tvoj blagoslov, mi želimo da radimo tebi, da budemo, činimo stvari koje su tebi po volji, Gospode, blagoslovi nas, Gospode, pevamo samo još jednom prvu slovu.
Mi je
prisutni. Haleluja, amen. To divno ime Isus, amen. Sve vas pozdravljam u imenu Gospoda Isusa Hrista i ovaj skup je završen za danas. Amen. Bog s vama. Amen.